Will you pray with me? Lord, may the words of my mouth and may the meditation of all our hearts and minds be acceptable and pleasing to you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. That video has a little more meaning if you're somebody that's gone through a broken relationship. I'm one that has lived almost a lifetime of one broken relationship. Probably the person that I have known the longest in life as a friend has been the most difficult of relationships. I'm the one that has always been there, the one that anytime she needed something, I was there. But ever since little kids, there was always somebody cooler than me or somebody else that she needed to hang out with. And so constantly, our friendship was pushed to the side for the needs that she had. But then when she needed me, I was right there back with her. I was always the one with the olive branch. I was always the one giving the forgiveness and always the one that was doing that. It makes it a little bit different when you read the account of what God's done when you realize how broken relationships can get. When you realize that words spoken and footsteps walking away, the impact that they can have. God, the creator that put his children on this earth and gave them everything that they would need, set them up for success, set them up for the ability to have blessings abounding to no end, a love that was greater than anything else, and yet his children, like the children in this video said, well, you know, that's nice that you have your ways and your values, but I've got these needs instead. I need some immediate gratification. I need things to be fixed right now, and I don't trust your timing, and so I'm going to do it this way. And constantly God's children wandered, and constantly God's children broke the relationship. Constantly God's children didn't listen and didn't obey. And God, over and over again, God said, I'm sending out the peace offering. I'll give you the law if that will help. I'll give you the judges if that'll help. You want kings? I'll give you kings if that will help. I'm giving you the prophets, and they'll give you warnings, and they'll tell you if you just follow in these ways, God has love and blessings for you. He doesn't want to punish you. He doesn't want to send down curses. Just do this. But God's children over and over again just disappointed God, broke that relationship, and walked away. It makes me think of Elizabeth Barrett Browning. If you don't know of Elizabeth Barrett Browning, is an absolutely beautiful poet. Well, if you don't know, Barrett Browning had an incident that left her nearly an invalid, with her parents caring for her, but despite this condition, fell in love with a man named Robert Browning. Well, they decided they wanted to get married, and her father disagreed. Well, they chose to get married anyways, and her parents wrote her out of their life. Well, she couldn't take that. She loved them too much to let them walk away, to not have them as a part of her life. And so it says that every week, Elizabeth Barrett Browning wrote a letter and sent it to her parents. Every week for 10 years. Multiply that out, 52 weeks a year times 10 years. Well, when her parents passed, a box was brought to her that had every single one of those letters unopened. She loved them so much that she sent out the peace offering, that she made every effort that she could through those letters to try to repair that relationship, to try to make it so that that bridge could be built and that they could be in relationship once again. God went to the greater extent. God was the one that said, the letters aren't working, the words through everybody else, there is nothing I can do from heaven that can repair this relationship in the way that I need it. And so as we look towards Christmas and we think about what happened on that miraculous morning, it was God saying, I need reconciliation. I need this relationship to be right. And so I will leave heaven and I will come down to earth in the form of a baby to build the bridge and repair the relationship in a way that no human being could ever do. Because God loved us that much. He says, I love you so much, I will become human for you. I will become human and live through the aches and the pains of a physical body right to the cross for you, so that we can be in love with one another without sins and disobedience getting in the way. It reminds me of two brothers that own property next to each other, two brothers that at one point shared resources and helped take care of one another, but then one day a rift happened between them. This can happen amongst brothers, you know. A rift happened and they were no longer sharing resources. They were no longer taking care of each other. They were no longer speaking to one another. Their relationship was completely broken. And one day, a carpenter showed up on the doorstep of one of the brothers. He said, I can do jobs and I need some work right now. Is there a job that I can do for you? And the brother looked at him and he says, absolutely, I got a job for you. My brother, he built a creek right in the middle of what used to be a beautiful meadow between our properties. Can you build a fence between our properties so that I don't have to look at him anymore? The carpenter said, okay, and he went to work. When he came back and told the brother that he was finished, the brother went out and looked, and instead of building a fence between the properties, he had built a bridge over the creek. Well, when this bridge was finished, the brother on the other side saw it and thought that it was a peace offering, and he went running to that bridge. Upon seeing him running, the first brother ran, and they met in the middle of that bridge and repaired that relationship. You see, our God is no different. Our God built the ultimate bridge between heaven and us. He said, I will take the ultimate humble stance. I will take the first step to make the repair and to have it happen. Now this Advent, as we start counting down to Christmas, as we start preparing our homes and our hearts and our lives for Christ to come, the question I give you is, are there bridges instead of fences that need to be built in your life? As we head towards Christmas, are there broken relationships in your life, in your family, or with friends, or with neighbors, or even with your God? Are there things that are broken because of words that were said or actions that were taken? And whether it was their fault or your fault, in this Christmas season, can you take the example of God and take the first step towards building the bridge to repair that relationship, so that the gift on Christmas morning is not something that can be wrapped and ripped open, but that that gift can be reconciliation, so that love can triumph this Christmas beyond anything that has happened in the past, so that the future can be as bright as our future is with God. You see, this morning, we have our communion before us. And normally, in my tradition, I don't do communion in December. That I think that just for one month, my wish is just one month, can Jesus just be an innocent baby? Just to be a baby that we can celebrate the life of and all of the innocence without putting him on a cross too quickly. to celebrate what happened without it being the birth, without the death, and the next month be able to go back to that. That's been my tradition. And that's what I was ready to do. And then I saw what text and what theme we had this morning. And I thought, how can we talk reconciliation? How can I talk about God being the bridge builder that will do anything to be reconciled with us without the ultimate symbol of that reconciliation? Without God being able to take that step through the bread and the juice, and each one of us getting to rise and to take those steps towards God to say, I want to be reconciled with you. I don't want anything between us. And so here at this communion table, I bring my sins to you and I leave them with you so that we can walk out hand in hand, righteous with one another. And so this morning, let us prepare ourselves to receive Christ's communion, to receive the bread and juice of love and grace for us. And as we receive it, as we prepare to come this way, may we be in prayer about the relationships in our life, to seek God's help in being the bridge builders, in being the letter writers, in being the ones that are big enough to take the steps to repair and strengthen the relationships in our life so that we can celebrate Christmas with everyone. Everyone, everyone. My friends, will you pray with me? God, we give you thanks that you could not take another day without us, that you could not leave us to ourselves, but that you were willing to come down in the form of a baby, to be our Savior, to do for us what we could not do for ourselves, so that we could be one once again. May we take this Advent season, this time of preparation, to prepare for your arrival by repairing relationships, by doing what it takes to embody your love with all in our lives. May it be through your grace, through your love, and through the power of your Holy Spirit in each of our lives. For this we pray in your most holy name. Amen.